let's continue on the new approach to expat compensation. Under this new approach and the current trend, basis on the study, the ORC worldwide conducted policy and strategic survey for over 930 companies in Europe, North America, and Asia. Particularly, this includes, it includes that despite of the search for the new paradigm, the balance sheet or the home-based compensation approach remains the preferred method to of paying expats for the majority of the companies and for different for different assignment types. And basis on this, the study concluded that this is one of the best approaches from a compensation trend point of view, particularly for the expat compensation. The balance sheet effectiveness in facilitating expats mobility has led to its popularity with organizations worldwide, because a lot of organizations find it flexible and they are able to adopt to the new norms of this particular approach. It is appropriate for both the companies who send their expat on one time out and and back, one time out and back basis, and for those who have highly mobile multinational workforce and hence with a high volume of employees transferring more frequently on multiple assignment worldwide, is one of the important components, because with such expats, the frequency of their travel is huge, and then they frequently travel on multiple assignments from the expat management point of view. A new approach to expat compensation, current trends. A trend is emerging, in certain assignments, designations to local, used to have a local plus approach, particularly in the Middle East, Singapore and Hong Kong. Here the expatriates receive a package that typically includes housing, transportation and education as one of the important trends of the compensation and their important element. The main driver of local plus approach is lower personal income tax in the host location, because you have to get a lot of benefits of taxation by giving a tax advantage to the expatriates. Companies are able to cut back on certain elements on certain other elements of the assignment package, and cost saving is achieved, because of the local taxation benefit, law of tax is saved, and this is how becomes one of the benefit for the expats who are focusing on how to have a maximum benefit from a local taxation point of view. A new approach to expat compensation trend, one of the important element here is foreign service premium. One of the common part of the expat compensation packages intended to reduce the employees and their families to leave familiar home and work condition, because here it is one of the common part, because the expat compensation package intends to induce the employees and their families to leave familiar home and work condition, because here they are expected to move on to the new culture. However, the need in foreign service premium or the other incentive is being questioned, as companies might increasingly expect their employees to be mobile, because here they are expected to be on ground, on toes all the time, and hence such approaches may not be familiar or may not be favorable from a long-term point of view. As an alternative to the traditional foreign services premium is the mobility allowances, which is being used mostly commonly in the Europe. However, typically the employee pays is the in a form of lump sum rate sum that in the start of the assignment and is calculated as percentage of the salary. A new approach is from the expat trend. One of the elements is the hardship or local allowances. When I say hardship or local allowances are still featured, of the most companies' assignment package for location, which particularly, difficulties from a harsh living conditions point of view. And that's the reason this is one of the important element, because hardship allowances from a location allowances point of view is one of the important element from the current trend we are discussing. Allowance typically ranges from 0 to 35%, because here, because of the hardship, because of the multiple reason, maybe poor poor health packages, or maybe from an overall development point of view, if the country is not that developing or underdeveloped nations are being considered to be, they get an additional benefit of a higher compensation, because here the allowances ranges from 0 to 35% over and above their normal allowances. In severe hardship locations, companies may pay a high percentage, but, are more likely to provide alternatives such as rest and recreation leave, or more frequent leaves, breaks, visits for the employee to be able to adjust to the new culture. Additionally, a lot of elements of nationality, specific allowances are being considered, because here nationality service, nationality specific allowances are being used to, by companies. Nearly around 22% of the population are getting the benefits of certain allowances from a complete hardship allowances point of view. A new approach is again considered the cost of living allowance as one of the important parameter, because here it is based on the, the perseverance, the preserving, location from a home country purchase power as is one of the important parameter, and still one of the feature of the expat packages being considered. However, the type of allowances is more likely to one of the most cost effective options, such as efficient purchaser or modified index as one of the element, because here the expat there is the benefit which they get from a purchasing power point of view, and still it's considered to be one of the important packages from a cost of living allowances point of view. Practices in the provisions of housing varies considerably among the companies. 49% of the European companies provide free housing, as the assignment location, whereas only 35% of the US companies do, and that's the reason basis on the element of the difference between the European countries and the US as a nation. Law of difference practices have been discussed upon. In some countries, the host country management sets housing allowances, but increasingly more firms are determined housing standards centrally and becoming more involved in the choice of housing. And because from a housing policy standard of living, from a cost of living allowances point of view, this is one of the important element to be considered, and this has been increasing trend because the housing standards are becoming more choosy about the options which they are getting in the current expat policy. From the trends, majority of the companies tax equalizes their employees, which necessarily the deduction from a hypothetical home tax and social security at the level that would have been paid then the employee remained in the home country, and hence the difference of the taxation here equalizes the opportunity cost here. Employers typically based the hypothetical tax on employees, on the company earned income and benefits is kind, from a kind with the net salary subsequently gross, grossed up to the host taxation. And that's the reason from an international taxation point of view, it equalizes, the overall taxation from a social security, from the taxation policy, because these elements have to be considered from the expat management point of view. Most companies use the world, the worldwide tax provided, tax provider for tax compliance purposes, and ensures that the expatriate packages are structured in the most tax effective manner, because here any compliance related issues arises. It is very difficult for the host country and the home country locations to manage the taxation policy, and hence it's very important to understand the trends, and hence the tax equalizes all these important elements from an overall taxation point of view. Let's focus on the expat performance management element. Some of the companies have standard criteria on which the employees are evaluated from a expat performance management point of view. The form is left for the local country to draft. Local forms are understood locally, and the reason rating does not have work out, work out on how it, how to fill in someone else's form with no immediate access to advice and training. And hence this is one of the important elements from the form and from a design point of view. If there is anything significant missing from from the form, from the local forms, the home country could request the missing information from a standardized, database management point of view to understand whether this form has been designed well or not. Some other companies create a special form for the expatriates to be able to understand whether they are matching the expectations of what the local currency and the overseas, management point of view. Expat performance management, international consultant career sharer writes that the evaluation process should be two-tier, wherein here, when I say two-tier, it's a two-level approach. Here, the level one focuses on completion of the performance appraisal form in the assigned location, followed by a review of the completed form by someone in the home country with the functional oversight for people in the specific discipline. And hence, a combination of both is one of the important elements from a completion of the appraisal form point of view. And second is reviewing the complete form to be able to understand if there are any differences. If there is, how we can merge the gap between both of them. In terms of the salary, the expat salary increment, it is essential from a home country, decision. They decide, how they will be able to cope up to that overall management of this particular, aspect. This is because they have employed, the expat from a long term, and they have to fit the expat into their salary system, and hence they are considered to be one of the important element of the expat performance management system, purely from a salary and compensation from appraisal point of view. Let's understand the repatriation, wherein if there is a issue from an overall expat management point of view, what are the consequences and how we can move upon, how we can work upon. Based on the study which earns, which was discussed upon the Global Mobility Index, by the study by the Ernst & Young, it clearly mentions that the effectiveness survey found that 16% of employees bolted within the first 2 years of the global assignment, which was ended, and hence the repatriation is one of the important element to be considered. What's more is 41% of the expatriates returned to the same position which they had, which they had before they went abroad. The loss of employees, after they have returned from an international assignment remains all too common at the time, when companies needed globally, globally minded managers more than ever to exploit opportunities. Outsiders, typically outside their home, home locations from their home country market. This was one of the important element of the finding. Expat also find, expat find it sad or demotivating, to come back at the same position because they have already built their mark. They have already, retained their position and they have done good work in the past. Obviously, they are looking forward for more reward and for more promotion the expat management point of view. Hence, expat find a little demotivating or sad coming back to the same position because they have learned so much more about the business and from overall, expansion, from expanding new horizons. Hence, this is one of the important element to be considered when we talk about rehiring the expats as a part of the expat management policy. For the company, it is it's also a poor return, on the cost investment because here, when they are coming back, it is definitely one of the important elements to be considered. Basis on the Brookfield relocation, global relocation services, it is estimated that assignments typically cost between 2 to 3 times the expat's base salary. And hence, this is one of the important elements to be considered when we talk about the, the reappraisal, the typically not also so-called smooth exits or, one of the mismanagement as a part of the, expat management process. Repatriation continues to be the weakest point as a part of the most global, mobility program. While the employers spend a lot of time and efforts to find the correct candidate, for an expat position, they seldom put, in only, in any efforts of repatriation or transition, the expat to a new position. Expat comes back to the home country and find themselves to be a small fish in a big pond after, being exposed to a larger, wider audience from overall, larger world point of view. Hence, it is little saddening, and of course, there's a lot of areas for improvement to be able to match up to the standard of living for the expats who are working into international location. Steps to steps to effective reappraisal strategy change point of view. A small but growing number of countries have started to think about the expats, assignment on return even before the expat leaves, for the assignment. Hence, a lot of work is been done, in the recent past. As per the Brookfield Global Relocation Survey services, conducted a global relocation trend survey in the year 2013, they found that 24% of the employees surveyed said that they had linked a formal reappraisal strategy to their career management and rotation because they knew they had something or the other to offer as a part of the entire global expat management process. For example, Adidas, the athlete apparel and a shoemaker, has a mobility team that provides reports from the expat to their talent center of excellence to try and make the most of the skills, skills these expats acquire, after these assignment as a part of their study. They found that this was something which was very, very beneficial from a learning point of view. Let's understand the steps to, effective reappraisal and the, the challenges related to it. Employers are now providing social support to, while the expats and their families from a return point of view. Companies are now providing culture, you know, culture training, similar to culture training when expats leave the country and when they are coming back and return expats to their families, you know, for their home countries. And hence a lot of cultural sensitivity has been considered, because many a times employees, you know, expats, when they're going back after completion of their assignment, the overall experience has to be fruitful, because exiting employee is the biggest brand ambassador, because they have a lot of good memories from the overall association which they have got as a part of their, you know, reappraisation policy. They are now reoriented, you know, the lot of focus is now on reorientation, the expat, not only from changes in the company, but also from a social, political, and technological changes in the home country. Because here, because of such exposure, they are able to effectively manage the future steps and they are able to work better. What is the most important is that there is a constant communication between the expat and the home country location. Organization need to appoint a home mentor who can connect with the expat of the home office, you know, happenings, job opportunities, and the latest update on what's happening around, to be able to culturally create that sensitivity within the employees and the expats, both in the host location and home location. Many organizations are, you know, building internal social network to share information across the corporate empire, because today we all are social animals. Human is a social animal. Because of the social network and the approaches and the availability of information, it definitely adds, you know, it booms the overall process, because here as a corporate, they can build up their networks and share all the information across from the relocation, from a new assignment point of view. Let's quickly summarize this chapter. You know, with the expanding opportunities and the world becoming a global, you know, conglomeratum, the need of expats is still booming. In spite of all these challenges, still a lot of expats are required from overall development point of view. Today, expatriates, you know, success and the job performance is closely related to the intercultural adjustment, such as, you know, you know, it is true for families. Given this, it is critical that companies uses a rigorous selection process to identify the employees who would be succeeded, you know, from an expat's selection point of view. The selection process should also include, you know, consideration of the family members to be able to manage and have a positive work-life balance. Organization follows a different, you know, type of staffing policy, such as ethnocentric, polycentric, and geocentric approaches, because here a lot of sensitivity, a lot of work has been focused upon, you know, from the expat management point of view. Selecting and recruiting good employee is a challenge at home as well at host location. However, it becomes more difficult, you know, in other countries, and hence a lot of, you know, element of the expat management is considered as one of the challenging factors. Another staffing challenge is deciding the mix of level of the mix of local employees and employees from home location, home country, and even, you know, people from the third countries that will best meet all the organization goals. And hence, balancing between all these mix of staff is one of the important element from a typical international human resource management point of view. Despite hiring expats being a costlier affair, failure rates for managers send their, you know, managers sent to other countries is very high, as high as 45%. Hence, it is very time consuming and, you know, a typical challenging task. But at the end, if you're able to manage your expats well, definitely you get a long term benefits and you, you know, get the best out of it. Most expats agree on the selection criteria to be used to select the expats. However, there no consensus, you know, there is no consequences or no study or consensus on a right method is used, and from an entire selection point of view. Personality and psychological test has been used as a part of selection. However, researchers believe that these tests may not be the right predictor from a cultural adjustments point of view, and hence the success of the expat depends on how well we are able to adjust them, give them the high motivation level, and ensure the right assessment and the right psychometric assessment along with the other assessment. You can select the best talent which is available into the market. The three famous theory, which were discussed as a part of the expertise management. One was the theory of, theory which was identified as a part of our fourth generation theory by Tung. One was about, the Manhattan and the approach of Manhattan and Dew. And of course, one of the important model was the Ronin's model, which was in the year 1989, and that's how all these theories were one of the important theories which was discussed as a part of our proper expat management system. Many studies have identified family support as a critical factor in determining whether the employee will accept the international assignment or not. At the same time, studies done in have recommended that 5 screens need to be used to assess the family readiness, and this was the lifestyle, the life stage of the of a family, role of the extended family, previous life experiences, the temperament of the spouse, and the compatibility of the spouse role in the home and the host country, and adequate adequacy of school and child care activities. These were one of the important element of the studies which was done based on various findings which we came to a conclusion that of course this is one of the important element. Typically when we talk about the expat policies, purely from the school and the children and the child care facilities, expat must undergo a preparation before his or her assignment, like cultural training, language training, familiarization trips. For that, they are able to adjust to the new culture once they are arriving in the new location. Intercultural theorists supported by an expat testimony justifies that the fact that regardless the unique nature of the overseas, of every overseas assignment, there is a predictable cycle of ups and downs that family tends to go through. The 4 phases of adjustment cycle, system symptoms and suggesting coping strategies related to each. At the same time, there are well documented approaches and are often presented to transferees regarding the pre-departure and cross-cultural orientation from overall learning point of view. There, the typical phase of adaptation are the preparation phase, the honeymoon phase, the cultural shock phase, and the adaptation phase. There is a lot of disparity between the cost of living and wages level in different parts of the world. Hence, developing a fair system of remuneration and expatriates requires a great deal of careful thinking, and hence a lot of study has been done to be able to understand the expat management and how we are able to have a proper career progression for them, and how a proper appraisal mechanism, reward mechanism, motivation mechanism need to be considered as a part of the expat management. There are two bases approaches to developing a pay package for expat. One is the home and then one is the host pay package, host pay level related challenges we discussed a while ago. When the employee works in the home country, it is simple to determine who appraises their performance. However, same is not a case with the expat, and hence it is very challenging for both the appraisee and the appraiser to understand how well they can manage that work and how we can have a proper expat management process from an overall feasibility point of view. As an international HR consultant, Carrie Scherer, who has spent 20 years in international HR, living in 7 countries, writes about the expat living. She mentions that the evaluation process should be a two-tier approach, which is completion of the performance appraisal form in the assignment location, followed by a review the completed form by someone in the home country with functional oversight, and for people in a specific discipline. Because here, if you see, both from a oversight point of view and from a local management point of view, both their views are considered to be able to do a fair appraisal or rewarding a proper mechanism from an overall learning point of view. From a reappraisal point of view, it continues to be a challenging process, because some organization uses a strategy and a thinking and finding role fits to the expat back to the system, while others are using home mentors and social network to ensure that the expat is in sync with the culture, with the current culture, political and technology scenario. Because here they need to adapt and adjust from an overall flexibility and from an overall learning point of view. A business change quickly these days, even a couple of years can see bosses changed, division restructured, restructurement has been done. At the same time, even expats and their expectations about what they want may change over the time, over the period of years which they are going to get into, exposed into the new culture. This process therefore needs a lot of, handling with a kid glove, because what we are trying to refer here is, it is very, very complicated. It is not as simple as what we assume, and hence a lot of business related challenges have to be considered from a expat management point of view. This particular slide clearly explained that expatriates often have to learn to live with a different amount of space that they were accommodized with, and it is just part of the experience of being an expatriate, is one of the important element which this particular slide refers to. And hence, it is one of the important element for any expat management, chapter to consider all these elements, because from a global exposure point of view, all these elements are an important element for global businesses to manage the overall process of expat management and hiring them back with the proper grace, and ensuring that the overall cultural sensitivity is maintained in the organization. Thank you.